Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching part two of Ranger Yellow. And so without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go. Ranger Yellow Part 2 was the ninth episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on April 25th, 2009, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Vanessa Alexander. So the exact same writing and directing team that we had last time. Is that a cricket bat or a broom? A broom. So let me get this straight. Someone promised their parents you'd get married?
Then leave her alone for 1 year, forget that she's the heir to the fabulous Lansdowne fortune, and let her live her life. Here's what I don't get. Why on earth would you agree to marry some stiff that your mom and dad picked up for you?
She's got to marry a rich guy. It's what rich people do.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Besides, her parents were planning to marry Summer off to Chas since she's 5 years old.
Well, hold on.
Charles?
Chas.
Oh, Chas. I can live with that. Okay. I thought Ziggy was actually getting better at fighting. Oh, maybe he just needs a prop. Boy, they're really trashing this place.
Money can't buy everything. Right, Summer?
I have money! I have money! Please, I can get more! Is anyone there?
Wow, that's some weird money they have there. You'd think this would be, like, the U.S., right? An ice cream truck.
Forgive the delay.
Andrews!
Forgive the delay, Miss Summer. The Vengeance drones bombed the limo. I had to scrounge another means of transport.
Oh, Andrews!
Come, Miss Summer. I need to get you to Corin City before they raise the shields. Your parents are waiting for you there.
I don't know if I can be seen driving in anything that aggressively hideous.
Yes, Miss Summer. Of course, Miss Summer. I'll stick to the side roads. Away from prying eyes.
Oh.
Okay.
What are you going to do to her? Blow her up?
No.
Wait, I thought you guys had already been destroyed. What's going on here? Oh, a new hand.
Fortunately for you, Tenaya 7, I still need your human form to secure the Lansdowne Diamond and power up my camera attack bot.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Ranger Yellow. My invitation must have gotten lost in the mail.
The Lansdownes will present the rare black diamond as a gift to their daughter at her wedding.
So, I get to get my hands on a big sparkly diamond, destroy the city of Corin, and ruin Ranger Yellow's wedding all at once? Oh, I'm so totally there.
Ah, there you are, Summer!
Do you know anything about this?
I would certainly hope so. After all, it's only the marriage of their precious daughter.
Summer, dear, you remember Mrs. Winchester?
Of course.
And there's the lucky groom himself.
Hi there, Chaz. What's going on here?
Don't be silly, dear.
It's the rehearsal lunch for your wedding.
Bridesmaid hugs!
Oh, look, she survived.
Please, dear. You have to.
Have to. What will happen to me if I don't?
It's not so much what happens to you, honey.
It's what happens to us. Or what's already happened.
Already happened?
You see, Summer, honey.
We're broke.
I'm sorry?
We have no...
Oh, sheesh.
You know, I'll never get used to the sound of those words coming out of my mouth. We have no money.
At the time of the Vengex attacks, most of our fortune was tied up in investments.
We have no money.
Just little blips on a computer somewhere, I suppose. We came to Corinth with nothing.
We have no money. How do regular people manage to keep saying that?
They don't. They're usually too busy with those things called jobs I've told you about.
Oh, yes, jobs. That's right.
Anyway, you still have the diamond.
Yes, the diamond. You see, we kept that only so that we could keep up the appearance of wealth long enough to marry you off.
Into a family with real money.
Yeah, you could have told me.
Told you? When? How? You were busy living your own life. Running around in your little yellow tights, saving everyone.
Everyone but us.
It's not spandex. Can you call it tights?
Diamond last night. I need it.
Yes, dear. You need the diamond. And we need this wedding.
So are you saying you won't give me the diamond?
We'll give it to you at the wedding. See? It's in all the papers.
I don't love him.
Of course you don't love him.
If he were rich and you loved him,
I would hope we wouldn't have had to twist your arm this much.
I don't understand it, Summer. A year ago, you would have given anything to marry Chaz. What happened?
I'm sorry, Miss Summer. I think she's had it.
I think she became a human.
Andrews, how much further till we get to Corinth?
About 80 miles, Miss Summer. Give or take.
Andrews, I can't go on. I need a break.
Yes, Miss Summer. Excellent idea, Miss Summer.
Andrews.
Yes, Miss Summer.
You've known me my whole life.
Yes, Miss Summer.
You've practically raised me.
I suppose you could say that, Miss Summer.
Andrews.
Yes, Miss Summer?
I don't know your first name.
Time to go, Miss Summer.
I'm really getting tired of the Miss Summer stuff. Good Lord.
It's the same reason I've stayed with you and your family all these years, Miss Summer. I'm waiting.
Waiting for what?
For you, Miss Summer. I'm waiting for you to show me who you really are. Underneath that makeup, that hair, those fancy clothes, and that diamond.
I don't know who I am.
That's quite all right, Miss Summer. I do. That's why I'm happy to keep waiting.
Oh, he's a good guy. Uh-oh. She's out on those rocks, barefoot. Ugh.
Come on, we have to go.
20 miles straight ahead, Miss Summer. You can make it.
Not without you, please. I still have to show you the real me. Inside all of that.
You will, Miss Summer. I'll be watching. And I'll be waiting.
He's on a giant Lego. Dude, did he just die on screen? Holy. Wow. She made it!
It's a wedding reception. What good's a band if we can't hear the music?
I must admit, I never imagined my son being married in a garage.
Well, garages are the only place to get hitched these days. Only the best can afford something this authentically common.
There's a 3-year waiting list for this place.
But are you prepared to seize it and attack with my camera butt when the time comes?
Sure.
Ah, see what she did there? Ha ha ha. Oh.
Hey, don't I know you? Did you go to Hobson College? Newton Pratt, maybe? Nightington.
I grew up working round the clock in a top secret military think tank, codenamed Alphabet Soup.
So, no, you don't know her.
Sorority?
This is my mother and father we're talking about.
They're blackmailing you into marrying this guy, so we can keep the diamond away from Venjax.
Just back off, all right? This is between her and them. It's a family thing.
And I suppose you know what that's like.
Yeah, and I suppose that you don't.
Guys, do me a favor and save this.
Oh. Oh, I like he's wearing his leather coat and a nice shirt and stuff.
Positively radiant.
Really, you think?
No, but I was told it was customary to say so.
Dr. K. She's fun.
Pick a gown.
Aren't you already wearing one?
Before we begin the celebration of the marriage vows, I would also like to invite you to join me in celebrating the return to us of our daughter. I'm pleased to announce the old Summer is back and she's here to stay.
Sir, before we welcome back the old Summer, I'd just like to talk to you about the new one.
Mayday! This is Eagle 2. I'm down. Send him through my coordinates now.
Where is he?
He's too far out for us to help. We're about to seal up the city. There's nothing we can do.
Summer! Honey! You're not actually going out there to rescue a pilot?
Why are you doing this? You're in Lansdowne. You don't help people.
I do now.
Oh, see, and this sets up where she was two episodes ago to help him. Isn't this cool? She helps him with his arm, and they get back to the city before things shut down. And how they made this kind of entrance just in time in the first episode.
She gave this to me.
What a coincidence. Today's the day I'm going to take him.
Well, this definitely took a turn, didn't it?
The Lansdowne Diamond is ours. And now your city is doomed to the ashes of extinction. Oh, by the way, love the dress, Ranger Yellow.
Ha! Not her.
I look positively radiant.
No caterer would put the cake next to a recycled motor oil bin.
Wow, pretty smart. I guess. Oh, a second little cake. Oh, that's just gross. Oh, dude, that costs a lot of money. Oh, that's going to be important later. You know, as frumpy as they make her in other clothes, Dr. K wears a wedding gown very well.
You do not want to get between me and anything that's big and sparkles.
Come get some.
Really? Okay. This is their second fight in as many episodes, and it's pretty good. And this is another time where she's doing a good job keeping up with a robot lady. Oh, when did he show up? Oh, they got it. Dang it.
You're too late. The camera bot's primary weapon is now operational.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ready?
That's good. I don't know if you could see it, but the background of the Valve Max Megazord doing its thing, there was seams in that black background. That's kind of weird.
If you're smart, as they say you are, I'm expecting some pretty profound last words here.
Then I'll speak the universal language of music.
You are smart.
They saved the cake?
What kind of Lansdowne is that daughter of yours?
She's a new kind. A better kind.
The kind we're very proud of. Where do you think you're going? You still have to go through with the wedding. We know about you. You're broke. You need our money. What would you do without it? How will you live? I believe it's called a job.
Oh, look at that! Oh, dang it. That did not look like good icing either. That was a fun way to end the episode. All right, well, that's going to do it for this week. For today's episode. Thank you all for listening. What did you think of that one? I enjoyed it. I thought it was actually a very good way to tie up the loose ends from the last episode. It finished her story. Kept the other story to the end, and the only problem is we got it felt like a shoehorned Zord fight. But anyway, that's going to do it. I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.